Journey home today.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
I-95 North, just after St. John's Bluff Road, there's been a crash. One lane remains blocked. On the East Beltway, 295 South at St. John's Bluff Road, there's a car that's conked out. And at 295 North at Atlantic Boulevard, another car there has got engine trouble. Mostly cloudy today, but no rain is expected. The high will be 76. This evening, early clouds, then clearing late. Overnight, the low 52.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott radio show, welcome. I just know that I have been waiting for you. It is my purpose and to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today we're in for a treat, although I'm a little distracted trying to get on Facebook Live. So for those of you who are waiting for us on Facebook Live, just know that we are going to be on pretty soon. You can go to at Lillian's Radio Show. And once that happens, I'll let you know. And Mario is going to do that as well and go live as well. So here we are preparing to go live. And I think we are ready to go live now. So go to at Lillian's Radio Show and we'll be able to bring this to you. Oh, it says that we are Facebook Live. I don't know that for sure, but here we go. So today I want to let you know that I just want to make sure that I am, Ashley, I know you're listening. Just make sure that I am on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And if that's the case, then I can just stop worrying about the webinar. Okay. So for those of you who have been following my show, you know that I was challenged to go raw vegan probably a year into it. So I started the show in 2011 and 2012, around that time, I was challenged on my show and to go raw vegan for a month. Well, what happened to me was I accepted the challenge, and about 3 or 4 days later, I started feeling really, really good. But here's the thing, I didn't feel bad. So I did not know I could feel better. And so that is why I am so passionate about nutrition, because I thought, if I could feel this good with food, what else did they lie to me about? And so that is basically how I felt during this process of learning about nutrition. And I've had the best, you know that. But in comes this young man who is way, 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 way ahead of me when it comes to years of knowledge. And he was also challenged. And not only that, he's made this kind of like global. His name is Mario Fabbri, who is the son of a Italian sausage company, or a grandson, a son, and is part of the family. And so the reality is it resonated with him too. And so he started a series in Roku called Trying Vegan with Mario. And I found him, brought him on the show. He was talking about his experience. And so here's the deal. So Mario Fabbri, I think he's still vegan. So we need to continue the conversation because, you know, it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge. And I am grateful that Mario is here to do just that. Welcome back, Mario, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me back on the Lillian McDermott Show. I love it here. This is a great place to talk and progress conversations forward. And I'm so excited to have been on here a couple months ago when I started my cooking show, Trying Vegan with Mario, and to be able to come back today with nearly a year of experience having a vegan cooking show, learning from vegan experts that I invite into my kitchen, and having some incredible transformations in my life, in my body, in my attitude to share with you guys.
And you continue to do that. You continue to impress and learn and grow. And so as you're doing that, we're going to talk about these learning experiences, but really quickly, can we dip our toe in the fact that some of the experiences that you've had that have blown you away?
Yes. Some of the experiences that have blown me away. First of all, I grew up with asthma and acid reflux, and I read and learned that perhaps eating a plant-based diet could relieve some of that inflammation in my throat and in my chest, and that dairy and animal products could be a contributor. My asthma and acid reflux are gone. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I see a strong correlation there from everything I've read. I've also done little challenges and experiments. Like I tried drinking beet juice to increase the nitrates in my blood and increase oxygen flow throughout my body and figure out what are some of the other secret things that these plant-based foods could be doing for our bodies. So I did a beet juice challenge, and all of a sudden I had so much more energy going to the gym. So that's another example. And then also, how can we make vegan food taste good? And I've had some incredible recipes, like a vegan nacho cheese sauce where the base is carrots and potatoes. So a combination of my health and delicious food is what it's taken to get me here.
Very good. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. That was just a little teaser. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide with Mario Fabbri at whenyouneedafriend.com and at Lillian's radio show when we go live. I think I just started. We're trying to figure this out, but join us because we'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lilla McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we are actually live at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live. So it's not the Lillian McDermott Radio Show at whenyouneedafriend.com if you want to stream the show, the audio portion. But if you want to see what's going on and off the air, you go to at Lillian's Radio Show on facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. So today we're talking with Mario Fabbri. You know, you have, Mario, in a very short period of time, embraced this vegan. Now, how long has it been since, tell us about your background, because I just wanted us to dip the toe knowing that you are trying it. Yes. And that was the whole purpose of it, you being curious to try something different and new. So with that in mind, when did your journey begin and how did it begin?
Yes. So my journey began a couple of years ago when I was producing and directing other people's cooking shows. So in the background, I'm a director, I'm a producer, filmer, editor, I've done it all. And I've been filming cooking shows for a long time. And during that process, I was eating incredibly unhealthy, not really focused on what I was putting into my body. But throughout that, one of my best friends and business partners lost 100 pounds, got in the best shape of his life, all by eating nutrient-dense plant-based foods. So I heard that story. Then I started studying, reading. I picked up a book by Dr. Jill Furman called Fasting and Eating for Health. And that just put the science and the research behind a lot of what I saw for my friend. So it validated a lot of my curiosity. I was lucky at the time because I was blessed with a great metabolism. So a lot of my unhealthiness didn't show. But I started to learn that I'm probably not putting the best stuff into my body to live a long, fruitful, successful life. So at the time, I was producing a cooking show for fried mac and cheese balls and the best ways to cook steak. And I instantly felt an incredible detachment from the work that I was doing. And I believe that the meaning of life, a big part of it, is finding purposeful, passionate work. How can you combine your greatest strengths and your passions and your skills to add value to everybody? At that time, I felt like I wasn't doing that. So I decided, how can we create a cooking show that was almost the antithesis of fried mac and cheese balls and the best ways to cook steak? And how can I take that journey that I was going through learning about plant-based foods and put it in a way that is a little bit more relatable to people? You know, instead of being a vegan chef of 10 years telling people that they should eat this vegan bacon when they haven't had bacon in 10 years, that didn't relate to me as much.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create a perspective where let's have somebody cook me vegan bacon. And I'm going to tell you guys from enjoying bacon not too long ago, does this taste good? Second of all, what are the nutrition benefits from making this transition? And then what else can we do to get people excited about that? So that was really the theme of my show, was being a non-vegan, learning how to cook vegan, making this transition, and having somebody that you guys can live through and hopefully I ask the questions that you guys have about nutrient-dense plants.
Yeah, and we are, it's so funny, I'm way ahead of you in years, but we are like in the same parallel journey where we are curious about nutrition, we're curious about how food affects our body. And here's the thing, we have been taught to take a pill. And I grew up taking this pill if I had a headache or a pill for asthma, a pill for the thyroid, a pill for this, a pill for that. But a pill really just gives us permission to continue living the lifestyle that we are, right?
Yeah, exactly. If it just is going to mask some of the symptoms, and it's just going to make you feel comfortable eating more unhealthy and continuing on that journey. And I've, through starting this show, actually most recently, one of the most incredible conversations I had was with somebody who is about my age, mid-20s, who gained weight during college and was put on a medication to reduce their cholesterol. And they're about my age. I didn't even realize that this was happening so early for people. And granted, I'm not giving medical advice to anybody, but he saw an episode of my show. He saw an episode with Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who talks very deeply about the nutrient, how nutrition affects our health and disease in the long term. So this mid-20 person was like, I'm going to take my health into my own hands. My doctor's not giving me any of this advice. Trying Vegan has planted some seeds for this. So he started eating nutrient-dense plant-based foods. And after 1 month of being on medication, his cholesterol didn't go down at all. The following month, he started eating a nutrient-dense plant-based diet, and his cholesterol has neutralized, gone back to normal, and he's off of his medication. And his doctor, his Western medicine doctor, is baffled by the whole thing, never even made the correlation, never even gave the advice. So the fact that I'm seeing these things in real time just adds more and more fuel to this fire of like, let's keep growing this. This makes so much sense. You know, my dream one day is to be able to reach my dad, who owns an Italian sausage factory, and to be able to inspire him to eat nutrient dense. So I'm sold on a lot of the properties, but how can we continue to make this interesting for more people and continue to share these stories is really what I'm after.
Well, that's a very wonderful dream. And here you are. You've had asthma, what, your whole life? Because I've had asthma my whole life. Okay.
My entire life, a little kid, breathing from a machine for 30 minutes a day before I went to sleep, so I would stop coughing. Oh, yeah.
And so I can relate to that. My first hospitalization with asthma was at 9 months. And so and that went on until I was 12. It went away. And then when I had my first child, it came back even worse than it was before. Now, they say that, you know, disease is about 99% emotional. There's something emotional that's happening within us, and 1% inherited by the DNA. So 99% emotional, or has an emotional component to it, a trauma, something that's happened in our life. Now, whether I believe that or not, I'm not saying that that is 100% true. But it's what has resonated in the truth seeking that I have missioned the classroom that I'm in, the classroom that you're in right now, that we're both sharing. I tend to, with the research that I've done, seem to resonate with that. And it seems like, you know, if we can check where it is, what's going on within us, what's happening. For me, being pregnant was stressful on my body. And so perhaps maybe that's why asthma returned. And so it wasn't, I mean, I was on major, major medication. I was on Xolair for 9 years. And it wasn't until I received an EOB explanation of benefits from my allergist. And it said chemotherapy, Mario. It said chemotherapy. And I got upset. I had already started the show, and I was already learning about a little bit about nutrition. But when I saw chemotherapy, every hair stood up in my body, and I knew that was wrong. In comes Dr. Andrew Saul. And during a break, he said to me, you know, Lily, I can help you get off your asthma medication. So when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? Just like you have been. So with me, it was vitamin C. Vitamin C. And now I'm doing a little bit of vitamin C and some Lobelia. So if by chance you get exposed to an environmental allergen, you know, Lobelia is really good to help out too. So it's a, you know, I can show it to you later on, but it's just some drops. You put it under, you mix it with water, you drink it, and the wheezing sensation goes away. So if you've been exposed. So those are the things that we've been told, that if you take this pill, which we've been conditioned, somehow everything's going to be okay. But with food alone, you already feel better. Now, what was it exactly? Do you think that it was that you weren't digesting meat as well? Or do you feel that adding more vegetables has helped with the more fiber? Which one do you think it was for you?
Well, you mentioned the vitamin C. And I've been consuming tons of vitamin C. So I have to say that a big part of it is introducing these nutrient-dense foods into my life. And then they both happen at the same time. And then I'm removing other foods. So I can't say necessarily I know whether how much of it is removing meat, how much of it is adding nutrient-dense foods.
Yeah.
But I will say both of them happen at the same time. And both of them are things that I've noticed in myself make a transformation. And then also what's so cool about my show is that I'm inviting guests at all times to learn about their experiences, because everybody's body is different. Everybody has a different experience and everybody is going to figure out what works best for them.
Exactly.
I had this guy, he is Brian Turner, the vegan bodybuilder expert. This guy is 220 pounds. He is absolutely shredded. And we did a Where Do Vegans Get Their Protein episode. And something really interesting that I learned from his story was he actually had horrible acne his entire life. And he was drinking tons of whey protein before he was vegan and drinking, you know, eating so many animal products to eat as many calories as he can. And one transformation that happened for him was his acne actually went away as a part of his process of going vegan. Mm. So that was something where it was removing food, it was removing dairy, it was removing animal-based products that he saw that noticeable difference. So I like to be able to share as many stories as I can because I'm really just this curious explorer learner on my show. So that's just one example of how removing those foods made an incredible difference for somebody's life. And for me, you know, introducing vitamin C seems like it was probably a big part of why my asthma perhaps reduced itself. So it's removing things and it's introducing the right
things. Good. Very good. Now you mentioned at the beginning of the show, and then a part of what we discussed before was this beet juice challenge. We're not talking about the beet stuff that you find in cans or in packages. You're talking about the real beet from the whole food.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about that challenge.
Yes. So as a part of trying vegan with Mario, I'm trying as many interesting things that excite me about plant-based foods and giving you guys my feedback. And we could live through me and then hopefully you guys try this out. One thing I tried out was this beet juice challenge. And again, it was introduced to me from Brian Turner, the bodybuilding vegan expert, who had mentioned through some research that he did and through some other bodybuilders, that beets have nitrates, which increase the amount of oxygen flow that gets to your muscles and goes throughout your blood. So when that happens, it increases your energy levels when you're working out. So the whole challenge was drink beet juice within 30 minutes before you go to the gym for a week and don't drink any pre-work, remove caffeine, remove anything else that could kind of disrupt the study and create a control and see how does this beet juice affect your energy levels at the gym. And that was something that day one, drinking a cup of beet juice organic before going to the gym, I didn't expect to see anything. And then I started to notice a bigger like pump, a bigger blood flow within my muscles and my arms and my veins and everything like that. In my head, I'm thinking this is just placebo effect. You know, I'm just
at
the gym. So I kept it up for a week. And throughout that entire week, I noticed more energy and more blood flow than like relatable to drinking an extreme pre-workout like I would have done, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years ago, which I don't do anymore. But I was blown away to see these instantaneous results. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I committed to trying it for a week, but I'm still doing this because the impact was real. And now I have other people doing it because they watch my show, they follow me on social media, and they're engaging and we're really just kind of experimenting and testing with our bodies, and other people are having similar results. So it just adds more and more reasons for me to just keep trying out these little vegan, you know, plant-based things that should be, you know, everyday practice. But I'm finding them and trying to integrate them into my life so you guys can as well.
Well, okay. So I'm very curious about this beet because I know that there's a lot of people that feel that if they go vegan, that they're going to lose muscle mass. That's myth number. I don't know what number that is.
For me, it's like number one. I hear it all the time.
Yeah. So, so with that in mind, to get a cup of beet juice, how many beets did you need to, juice?
So first of all, to simplify, you can buy beet juice already prepared at like Whole Foods or something where they'll juice it for you. So that's actually what I've been doing. I don't have a juicer. I've been going to Whole Foods and having them juice it for me in the morning. So
you don't have a juicer?
Don't have a juicer.
Maybe we can do a show. We can get a juicer donated and we can maybe get two, one for you and one for whoever is the lucky winner. So yeah. Let's do that. Okay, so we're going to continue our conversation with Mario Fabri when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Also, at Lillian's radio show, go to facebook.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
Border wall. After meeting in Beijing this week, American and Chinese trade negotiators have announced plans to continue their talks next week in Washington. Amazon is canceling plans for a new headquarters in New York City. The about-face comes after some politicians and activists objected to the nearly $3 billion incentive package that convinced Amazon to locate in New York. The campus would have brought some 25,000 jobs to the city. Venezuelan President Maduro claims his government has held secret talks with the Trump administration, and he predicts that he will survive a global campaign to force his resignation. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 61 points, S&P futures 7 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
95 North, just after I-10, there's a crash. The right lane is blocked on the East Beltway. 295 South at St. John's Bluff Road, a car has broken down. And at 295 North in the East Beltway, right at Atlantic Boulevard, there's another car there with engine trouble. Mostly cloudy today, but no rain is expected. The high will be 76. This evening, early clouds, then clearing late. Overnight, the low 52.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable and serviceable watch made for under $500. Next we have Tavan, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches, starting at $450. We also carry the Swiss watch Raymond Weil in ladies, men's, and men's sport watches, and they start at $600. If it's a ladies' diamond fashion watch, you need to look at Michelle. They start at $525. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping. And they're priced from $2,000 to $5,000. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods. And all of our watches carry a five-year warranty. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty has multiple 3 to 4 bedroom homes available for rent in the intercoastal area, many with community pools. A beautiful new 4 bedroom in Buccaneer Point. 4 bedroom with 3-car garage in Windsor Chase. 3 bedroom with 2nd floor bonus room in Johns Creek. Rent a 3,100 square foot gorgeous 4 bedroom in Old Mill Creek between Town Center and Tinseltown. For information on these and other rentals, call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5501 or hfrjax.com.
When you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we can be heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we go through life with childlike wonder. Be curious about things instead of critical. It is so important that we give our body what it needs. Our bodies are constantly speaking to us. What is it saying to you? What is your body saying to me? What is your body saying to you? What is my body saying to me? And it is crucial that we listen. There's so much noise in the world. And when your body speaks to you, it's a symptom. And we take this symptom and we go to a doctor, and then all of a sudden, that symptom becomes a diagnosis. That diagnosis gives you permission to take a pill and then continue on ignoring your body. This is different. The show is different. This is about taking your health back and taking a stand for your body and saying, you know what, body? You really love me. You love me. And so how can I love you back? And the best way that we can love our body back is to give it exactly what it needs. We would never put sand in our gas tank and expect our car to run. So this isn't just a nutrition show. This is a show about life. There's no politics. There's no sports. There's life. And where can you be at an optimum level, whether it's in your career or your relationships or giving back into the world or your spirit, mind, and body? How can you give your body exactly what it needs? So I'm asking you to continue this conversation. If you haven't become a subscriber at whenyouneedafriend.com, please do so. When you subscribe, you get free gifts. You'll find out who's on the show. You'll get a weekly blog and with links. So you'll, if you are a subscriber, you know exactly how to get a hold of Mario because all the links are there and you'll know ahead of everybody else. You also get the show sent to you, the audio of the show. Sent to you, and you can listen to it at your discretion. But if you want to play around at whenyouneedafriend.com, there are little buttons and there's different ways that you can stay connected, whether it's at social media on Facebook. If you like me and follow me, then you know when we're doing Facebook Lives and you can be a part of the on and off the air conversation. And then there's also the YouTube button where you can click on YouTube, subscribe there, and the video of the show will get sent to your tablets or your email, wherever you get your email. And so you can watch that. It's valuable information. I know that it's a little confusing because this is also a radio show. So you can listen to us on the radio. You can watch us on YouTube or Facebook Live. So there's so many different ways to stay connected. So here's the thing I'm going to ask for you to do. I would like for you to check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, there would be no show. And so check out what they're doing so and how you can support them because they are supporting this free for you to learn. And of course, you can, if you don't like social media or if you don't like YouTube, you can also find me on podcast and you can call, leave a message, 407-373-5959. Also, you can message me on Facebook Live, ask any questions that you want via text or in the comment section at Lillian's Radio Show. So today we're talking to Mario Fabbri. You can find him at tryingveganwithmario.com. And you can find his journey. His journey is very similar to my, or my journey is very similar to his journey, except you've been doing this for how long now, Mario? And thank you so much for waking up early to be on the show.
Yes, I'm out here in Colorado right now on a work explorative ski trip at the same time. Yeah. And I've been having my cooking show, Try and Vegan with Mario, for, it's been almost exactly 1 year since we filmed the first episode. So it's been a compact, condensed journey where I've had about 20 vegan expert chefs and nutritionists into my kitchen to teach me, a non-vegan, the benefits and some incredible recipes to help me transition to eating more nutrient-dense plant-based food and ultimately getting to good food and good health.
And I love how you said that, teaching me a non-vegan, because I don't consider myself a vegan. Mm-hmm. You don't consider yourself a vegan, But we are whole food plant-based as much as we possibly can. And we learn that there are nutrients that the body needs that you need to give it, whether you're vegan or not. And so you can choose to do it through a pill form, or you can choose to do it naturally. And so those are choices that you need to make. And no one should shame you or us into being a certain way. You know, and Mario, I want to get your opinion on this. You know, a pharmaceutical drug is a one size fits all, right? So you take this drug and apparently it's supposed to help everybody the same way. But the reality is we're all different. That's why there's so many different side effects. There's also environmental issues. There's emotional issues. There's also other pills that you're taking that might make that pill even more side effects in your life, right? But we tend to do that as well. And this is what I like about Nutritarian. We tend to do that as well with our eating. Like, I eat a paleo, or I eat, you know, what is the other one? Keto, or I eat whatever. Everybody should eat this way. No, not necessarily so. Now, you've done the same thing I've done in the sense that you've tried different things for your body, and you were sharing that off the air. What has been the thing that's worked for you that you keep encouraging others, or maybe you want to learn more about?
Yes. So backing up to the whole pill solution type of thing. So first of all, that clearly is something that is not a one size fits all. It makes it just hand somebody a pill and make their life easier. And it's almost a lazy method, and you're not really fixing what's actually wrong. And something that's blown my mind too, is I've been talking to more and more doctors and people who are actually going to medical school right now, who are in their early 20s, to see what are the types of things that they're learning. Are they learning about how nutrition from food can help your symptoms? And one of my friends, her name is Jillian Sommerfeld. She works for a place called DHA Labs, and they do.
I just interviewed them.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh my God.
Yeah, I saw you did that. One of my good friends, her name's Jillian Sommerfeld. She works with DHA Labs. She helps a lot of people get blood work and blood testing. And I've gotten my blood work done, and I've been tested to see, am I nutrient deficient based on what some people are saying? Because I'm trying to see both ends of the spectrum. Some people say you eat plant-based food and you're going to be nutrient deficient. And my levels were all inside of a great range through testing myself. And one thing that I've learned is how food can affect that. You know, how eating certain types of mushrooms might have more vitamin D. And that's a way that I could get vitamin D, because they say it's hard for plant-based eaters to get vitamin D. Obviously, if you get it from the sun, but I'm learning what types of foods have those things. And that's something that I've been able to learn a lot from DHA and Jillian, is how different types of nutrition affect our brain. That whereas if somebody going to medical school might say, oh, you're feeling depressed, oh, you're feeling sad, let's give you this pill. Mm-hmm. Whereas perhaps there's some link between serotonin uptake and you not getting enough potassium, or how different types of nutrition affect the chemicals and levels in your brain, which also affect your emotions. So I was amazed that when I would talk to these medical students, they wouldn't even understand that relationship between nutrition and our chemicals in our brain. I had a conversation with somebody who was maybe 21 years old, super intelligent, but just learning from the things that he was being taught. And when I started talking about potassium and how it affects the reuptake of serotonin in your brain, he had no idea what I was talking about. As soon as I mentioned not having enough serotonin, his first thought was, what pill can I give this person? And he started reciting a list of pills. And he's in his early 20s. He hasn't even been given a chance to explore this for himself. He's given a textbook that basically has, this is your problem, and then an arrow to like, six different pills that are funded by this book that can help that solution. So that was one thing that was mind blowing to me. And something I've learned is that through making myself feel incredible, food is the way in so many different ways. To the people I've talked to on my show, food is the way, but there is this misconnection between the pharmaceutical and the medical industry right now. And probably for as long as, you know, you can remember, as long as you've been doing this, I'm new, but I'm like, holy cow, how is this 20 something year old who's supposed to be our next level of doctors not learning even a thing about food. Yeah. So that's why, that's a big part of the reason I'm on this mission. I want to learn about food. I've been eating basically the Nutritarian diet from Dr. Joel Fuhrman, and I feel the best ever. You know, it's early out here. My energy is like always on 100. So that's what
you have your beet juice today? I always say that with Dr. Fuhrman. Hey, have you had your G-bombs today? And then with you, it's like, have you had your beet juice? Are you still, are you still doing that? Because I'm concerned about the sugar.
Yes. So that is a good question. And I'm sure I am consuming a lot of sugar.
But it's not processed.
I need to look at it. It's not processed sugar. It's different. I'm making sure I'm not consuming a lot of sugar elsewhere. So if I am drinking beet juice in the morning, I'm not also having a smoothie that day. So I'm finding the balance within me. But I will tell you, when I drink beet juice and then I go to the gym, I am like on point. Like, I please somebody else, go out there and try it, message me, try and be with Mario, or let Lillian know, like, if you drink beet juice before the gym and it had a difference in your workout, I'd love to hear it because it's changed.
I'm going to try that. How many, so you're not juicing it yourself. You're buying it from Whole Foods and getting it like fresh from Whole Foods.
Yes, fresh from Whole Foods. Yes.
Yeah. You need to count how many beets they use for your cup.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Okay. So with that in mind, off the air, I'd like to talk about how others who are losing weight, because there's a lot of people who are there's times where you want to release weight and like you don't want to find it back, but there are times you want to lose that. When you lose weight, you want to find it back. Maybe people have found that they're losing a little bit too much because now their body is just like going, yay, thank you. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Join us live on facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is Mario Fabri, who is always trying vegan. Now, you know, a lot of people don't understand I love the concept of trying vegan with Mario. Yeah. Mario, you have said to me that you are not vegan, but you are trying to go that route. And that's why, do you think you'll ever go that route? Or are you happy where you're at today?
I think that at some point, naturally, I will be 100% vegan. But I will say I've removed the degree of like stress and pressure there is to find vegan options when it's a struggle to find. I certainly am reaching and asking at restaurants and friends and family to encourage the conversation. But for holidays and special occasions and certain instances where it's harder to have access to it, I've tried to remove that strong attachment and realize that this isn't going to be the end. I'm doing a lot, I'm making a lot of progress, and I don't feel as comfortable fully defining myself by that. But in general, I will say, like, I shop 100% nutrient dense, plant-based, organic, vegan food. And that's how I cook, that's how I eat, that's how I serve people. But there are occasions where I feel like remove some of that stress, remove some of that pressure from yourself. And it's worked for me where on holidays, I might break that with friends and family. But in general, I'd say that this is the way that I like to eat.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's adding that balance in your life and figuring out what works for you. And so trying it means that you're increasing a more whole food plant base and decreasing the animal products in your life. So with the decrease, because a lot of the standard American diet, it's based on processed foods and high animal products. So they might be eating 50%, for example, or maybe in some cases, 100%. A green vegetable is not something they even want to look at. Maybe they'll have corn, or maybe they'll have peas, which aren't really high in fiber that will help. But that's their idea of vegetables. And so with that in mind, in reducing, how much reduction have you done? And how has that given you, what is your perspective now on animal farming?
Yeah, that's a great question. So to tell the little backstory again, I used to work in my dad's Italian sausage factory. My grandpa, with the same name as me, Mario Fabri, started an Italian sausage factory. So I grew up eating meatballs right off the manufacturing plant, stuffing sausage, filling boxes, and seeing a bunch of animal carcasses and all of that. And those were things that I never had a negative relationship to. It was totally common practice for me. Whereas for somebody else, they might walk into a farm and see, you know, how they manufacture this, and it would make them queasy, and then they'd instantly decide to go vegan on the spot. I hear that from a lot of people. So I didn't necessarily have that perspective or that relationship towards animals, but that has been something that's been very surprisingly changing for me through all of this, through seeing some of these documentaries, through seeing some of these conditions, through hearing about the lack of regulation and control on disease and the amount of pus that gets into our milk and the amount of hormones that are injected into these animals. First of all, that is treacherous. But then second of all, I've had chances to like spend time with cows and pigs with a different relationship since then. And I mean, in a lot of ways, they're just dogs that were put into farming. You know, they'll respond to fetching. You could teach them different types of commands and everything like that. And I look at that and I'm like, this is not fair the way that I'm looking at life if I treat one domesticated animal differently than I do all these others. You know, yeah. How can I show so much respect for dogs and cats and love animals in that way, but feel totally comfortable with a female cow giving birth and then instantly be taken and putting into a crate that they could barely fit inside of, so they can instantly start getting milked for the rest of their life and then impregnated and then have that happen over again. How could I be spending my money and supporting things like that when I have this newfound love and appreciation for animals, and now I see all other animals as, you know, kind of things that, you know, fun and playful like you would a dog. So that's been a very interesting shift for me. So now I have no interest in supporting that type of an industry with my money. So it's just crazy how things can go full circle. For some people, it's about health. For some people, it's the environment. For some people, it is for animal cruelty. And eventually, it becomes about all three for most people. Once you start getting interested in eating plant-based food, you start to be exposed to a whole different level of, I want to even say, compassion for the environment and the people around you, which has been very interesting for me, which I love. And I feel like it's definitely added a new level of compassion to my life.
That's wonderful. And what a great, because to me, it wasn't about animal cruelty. I grew up the same way, you know, in a Spanish family. My father would buy a half a cow and he'd put the parts in a freezer, in a deep freezer. And every weekend we'd have T-bone steaks. But what I did not know is that my body didn't process meat. And once in a while, I'd be rushed to the emergency room because my body just didn't process it. But we didn't know it was that. That we didn't know. We just thought that they called it gastritis, which meant that my body was not producing enough acid to digest whatever the food was. But we weren't thinking that there was any problem with the food I was eating. Obviously, I needed a pill. You know, that's what I needed to get better, and I did. And all these years of, you know, whether it was Nexium or Prilosec or, you know, Tums or all this, I don't take any of that anymore. I don't need any of that. And we are, it takes a little bit. And for people that are listening, for people that aren't my listening friends, so you're just new, you're a new friend that have just stumbled upon the show today, and you're hearing me say that, it might just be so foreign. I mean, did you ever hear people like us in the past and go, man, they're whacks, right?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I would look at somebody who'd be talking about vegan and plant-based food and think it was just in a crazy extreme and that there was no real place for it in the food economy and that everything could be trusted and supported. And why would all these big companies not be looking out for me? And why would I be a part of a world that didn't have everybody's health and compassion in mind? You know, you just kind of assume the best. We start naive, we start being positive. I think that's a great place to start from. But then once you start to learn, you start to see things. One of the most eye-opening things for me were that made me question the food industry was when I was learning about labeling and the FDA. So for example, if you look at a nutrition label and you see that it has calories, fat, carbohydrates, it has the amount, the next to that, it has the daily percent value. Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at sugar labeling, it'll say the grams of sugar, but it won't say the percent daily value of sugar that correlates to. And what I had learned was that back in the 50s, when they first put out those labels with the percent daily value of sugar, when they started releasing the first Coca-Colas, the Coca-Cola would say, you know, 70 grams of sugar, this is 500% your daily value. And then Coca-Cola was lobbying in the food industry and they said, we're gonna take our money out unless you remove the percent daily value of sugar. And that's what happened. And that's why today you don't see a percent daily value for sugar on your nutrition labels. So once I learned something like that, it just made me question almost everything.
What else is out there, right?
Yeah. What else is out there? What else can be manipulated by money? What else can be, you know, blinding us so that a big company can make a profit? So that's when my perspective shifted from, oh yeah, we are born into this world that's going to take care of us and be on our side, to realizing that some people are in it for themselves, some people are in it for money, and that's going to compromise my health. So I need to do my own research. I need to figure this out for myself. And I need to start this cooking show where I can do it on a bigger scale and help as many people as I can. Because I'm a firm believer that the best way to live is to figure out what you're passionate about, what you're skilled at, and then figure out a way to share it with as many people as possible. And that's what hopefully I'm able to do on this cooking show through the things that I've seen it learn so far.
Well done. Well done. And I know that you're also getting into essential oils and using that to heal your body too. And so that could be a totally different show, right? Yeah. Is there anything that you would like to encourage my listening and viewing friends that are watching today to maybe go with the curiosity of trying something new, trying vegan, trying whole food? What would you like to say?
Yes. So I think it's really fun and exciting to kind of gamify things and really dive deep. So one thing I'm doing right now is I'm baking sweet potatoes in as many different crazy creative ways that I can, and also just bringing it out to the most simplistic form. So right now I'm doing my own little sweet potato challenge. So I'd encourage you guys, go out, get a sweet potato, throw it in the oven on 400 degrees for 45 minutes, and then just eat that. And it's incredible. Super easy ways to eat healthy.
Very good. Very good. We're going to continue this conversation off the air at Lillian's radio show. But for now, Mario, thank you so much for just being an energy to the world that brings light and revelation. So thank you so much. And to you, my listening friends, just please know we'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider